I guess I'm not having the best of luck right now with in the last week or two. Last week my phone started having problems charging, so I got to get a new phone. And then also yesterday, actually this morning, I was asleep when the apartment complex that I live in caught fire, and I was still sleeping. Never heard the fire department come in. Never heard anything until my mom, who I live with, because she's disabled, she can't live on her own, so I live with my mother, and then my uncle basically lives in the other bedroom because he doesn't make enough money as it is to live on his own, and I don't make enough money to live on my own, so we're all stuck together right now for the time being. And so it's like, he came into my room and said, "Fire department's outside, there's a fire." He's like, "They're kicking us all out." And I had just laid down about an hour and a half before he knocked on my door. I went to bed about 3:30 this morning. He comes into my room about 5, and tells me we got to get out. I didn't smell the smoke at all until I opened up my door. And then after we opened up the apartment door, we got bowled over by the smoke. That's how bad the inhalation was. I almost killed over. And I did 2 videos of it on my YouTube channel. I filmed the first one about somewhere between 5:15 and 5:30 this morning. You could see the fire trucks and the ambulance and the cop car circling around the building. That was my first video, and then I did an update just about 20-30 minutes ago, and you could also see that on my YouTube channel too, where I show you all that black smoke from that fire yesterday, and you could see it going up and down all the walls and on the doors of people's apartments. That's how bad it is. So I'm like, and this isn't the first fire that I've ever experienced, because when I was younger, I have no memory of it, but my mom does, because I was only 3 years old. But my mom had gotten into a fight with the gangbanger years ago, and as retaliation, he tried to burn our apartment down, which he did. But he thought maybe we were in it, and we weren't. So it was kind of a good thing that we weren't there that day when he set the fire. But we think that it could have been the fire could have been due to a faulty wiring. We don't know. But all I know is that the apartment that caught fire is the one across the hall from me. So when you open up my front door from my apartment and you walk out, there's an apartment door right across the hall. And we think that's where it came from, but we don't know for sure, but that's where it looked like the smoke was coming from. And then those fuckers just moved in like a week, like not even a week ago. I think it might have been a month ago. So I think they had been there for a month, and more than likely they're not going to get back into their own apartment because of this. And that's a good thing I didn't have to work today, but my mom took our car over to get it fixed, because the car that my mom drives me to and from work in, because I don't have a license yet, but I got a permit, and I haven't really driven on my permit yet, but that car needs so much work before I can even get my drive hours back in, and more than likely, because I haven't got my 50 hours in, I might have to renew my permit in March when it expires. But she took it down to this shop guy that we go to in Highland. And the guy's really good at fixing cars. And of course, my mom's cylinder in her car went out, so we need to get that fixed. Yeah, the other day when she picked me up in the car kept shuddering. Like, it was like rocking back and forth when you were driving it. And so my uncle ran the code test on the car. He's got like one of these code readers. And you just hook it up to the car and it tells you what's wrong. And it comes up with a code that tells you what's wrong with it. And it stated that it was firing on, it was misfiring on cylinder 3, so she needs to get cylinder 3 fixed, and then hopefully that stops the problem that we have in the car there. Also, I've been catching a lot of I did catch the NBA draft the other day, and I fell asleep midway through, but I got to see one of the Bulls picks because I am a Chicago Bulls fan. And the Chicago Bulls selected 2 people. One of them was Patrick Williams out of out of Florida somewhere. And then some, and the other guy was some foreign player from overseas. I don't know if we're going to see him this year. So that's another thing. But the Bulls lose a couple players, and they sign a couple players. The Bulls lost Chris Dunn to the Atlanta Hawks. Chris Dunn, one of the Bulls' point guards from last year, signed a 2-year deal with the Atlanta Hawks, so he's going to go there. But in return, the Bulls are going to sign Garrett Temple from Brooklyn, and so now, but the Bulls only signed him for 1 year, and of course, I can understand them signing him for 1 year. Guy's pushing retirement age; he's like 35 years old, so I could see, why they sent him for 1 year. Also, I don't know if that's all. If Garrett Temple was the only player the Bulls signed, but there, like I said, there's been a lot of signings and trades, like Jason Tatum for the Boston Celtics. Since I did a couple videos on my YouTube channel, some people are leaving their comments saying that we're glad you're okay, which is nice enough to know. Yeah, it kind of sucks when your apartment catches fire and then... And then there's not much you can really do, because if they told us... Because if the fire department told me yesterday that I can't go back into my apartment, I have nowhere to go, I'm stuck where I'm at, basically, so there's not much I can really do right now. I said right now, because I don't make a whole lot of money, I'm stuck where I'm at, so I can't really move at all, and that kind of sucks. And then when I get my updated phone next week, I gotta figure out what kind of phone I want. I want to try to get a waterproof phone, but those are more expensive. And hopefully I would be able to afford it if I could get one. Also, the other day, I had gotten a gift card from my job, $250 worth, for the holiday shopping. I brought a camera. It's not a fancy camera, but it's one of those cameras that you would use if you were ever going on an adventure and you just want to take pictures of like what you're doing. Like, it's like an action camera, so you hook it up to your hip, or you hook it up anywhere, and you can record yourself doing what you're doing. I gotta get a memory chip for it, but I don't have a memory chip, but the memory chip that's in that fits for that camera, it only goes up to 32 gigs. So that means constantly I'll be having to buy, memory chips for it. Because I film a lot of videos, even for YouTube myself. Also, for the YouTubers, this is something I found out the other day, and this is something, and it's just a thought. I'm gonna have to do a YouTube video on it too for people who might not know about it. I was watching a guy, he has his own YouTube channel, and he mentioned about another app that you could use if you're not gaining the YouTube views that you want. The app is called Rumble, and you could film videos on it, like, you could record your videos for YouTube, stuff like that, and it goes to both, basically. So this is just a thought. So if you are trying to gain exposure and you want an easier way to make more money, then this is an app for you. So you can check it out, if you're a YouTuber. And I just downloaded the app yesterday, but I'm probably not going to post any, videos on it until I get my new phone, and I could switch everything over into there, and I could just do it from there. But I'm going to check the app out. I just downloaded it yesterday, so you got two things to download. It's called Rumble, and then the Rumble camera, because it needs to be able to access every one of your videos, and you can get money from it, but it's based all on views and everything like that, so the more views you get, the more money you get, basically. It's how it is. So I guess I'll give it a try next, in the next week or two when I get my new phone, and then I can just watch from there, and then hopefully from there I can build up a following. Because I'm always looking for ways to build up a following from my YouTube channel and everything like that. That could be a start. Just lost my pen. Now, at least this, I'm gonna say this though too for my apartment complex. At least the smoke wasn't bad enough to the point where the whole place burned down, because that would have sucked. And then I'm watching also one of my favorite shows I was watching yesterday after I got off of work. I worked 3:30 to 11:30 last night. One of the newer managers we have keeps making the mistake and scheduling people past 11:30. And technically for a cart guy, they're not supposed to be scheduled past 11. But every now and then I get scheduled past 11:30. Like, I worked from 3:30 to 11:30 yesterday. And then I also got to work 3:30 to 11:30 again on Wednesday night. So eventually the manager that we do have keeps making that mistake. And so she made the mistake in scheduling me and this other guy. And yesterday was kind of an easy night, because we had five guys scheduled at my job yesterday. And we just hired this new cart guy, Jerry. And just to be warned, the reason why I'm talking about carts is because I push carts at my other job, Meyer. And then in my own free time, I film on my podcast and my YouTube channel. So I just do it for the fun of it. Yesterday we had five guys all scheduled. We had two guys on the grocery side and three guys on the pharmacy side. Excuse me. And so it was like one of the best days that we had because of so many guys here. And we had everything done by 9 o'clock. And then the last 2.5 hours that were remaining, all of us were, well, Jarrell is one of the guys that we do have. He was the fifth guy. But he gets disability, so he never stays past a certain amount of hours. And usually his hours are 4 to 9. So he left at 9 o'clock. Then the other four guys, which were me, Jerry, Marco, and Steven, we were walking around for the remaining 2.5 hours looking for something to do because we had everything fucking done. And, of course, we didn't want to lose out on our money. So we walked around outside for 2.5 hours trying to gather anything we could find out in the parking lot. That was, like, really nothing to do at all. So we just wasted time, basically. On top of my camera, I got this speaker thing. I haven't used it yet, but I know how to use one. But it's a Bluetooth speaker, so basically what it does is that you turn your Bluetooth on your phone. And if you're ever going to listen to music, doesn't matter if it's the app Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, or YouTube. If you turn your Bluetooth on your phone, you could play it through this little speaker, and basically you could hear the music playing through the speaker instead of your phone. But I want to try. I haven't tried out this new speaker yet that I got. So when I get my new phone, I'll try this out on the speaker. Oh, okay. Breaking news. The Cubs president Jed Hoyer. Signed a 5-year deal through, and it's good up until 2025, and Jed Hoyer is taking over the position that Theo Epstein had, and Theo Epstein was with the Cubs for 9 years, and he stepped down last week. I wasn't happy about it, because he did a lot of good deals for us. But I am doing all right, though, so at least I'm good on that. And no, the fire didn't kill me, but it damn near did. At least the smoke did. That's my DVD player in the background. Sorry. Theme song to Sons of Anarchy, my favorite show. Other than South Park. Once again for a minute. I missed the show Sons of Anarchy. I wish it was still on the air, but it's not. They took it off the air like 6 or 7 years ago, but it was a good show. And then they brought back another TV show that's similar to the Sons of Anarchy called Mayans MC, but it just doesn't have the same effect. I felt kind of bad for one of the guys that was on the show, but there was a guy that used to be on the show Sons of Anarchy, Johnny Lewis, and I felt kind of bad because he was only he died about a couple years after the act after his character was killed off on the show. Then about 2 years after his character was killed off on the show, he died in real life because of some problem that he had, but his death was ruled as accidental. But who knows if that was the case or not. But then in this TV show, Sons of Anarchy, when it ran, they had a lot of famous people on the show. But my favorite character in the show happens to be a guy named Jax, played by Charlie Hunnam. And I own all 7 seasons of the show, so that makes it worth my time watching. And show is centered on a motorcycle gang, basically who's into porn, and they're into money. So in the show they run a porn business, they run a gun business and a few other things, and that's how they make their money in the show. And like I said, there's a lot of famous people in that show. Since I got Thanksgiving Day off on Thursday, I will not film a YouTube video or a podcast video that day because I'm going to be I'm still going to be in Indiana, but I'll be in DeMott. And I have an uncle that lives out there, and he invited me over for Thanksgiving dinner. So it's going to be me, my uncle, Orville, his living caretaker, and then my other uncle, Alan, and my mother. So we're all going to be spending the time out there. And possibly my brother, if we can get my mom's car fixed, and then we can go out to Illinois to pick up my brother and bring him out to visit. That's really about it, though, my Zero. But I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll be back next week with another podcast episode.